Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Redefining Democracy in America, Part 1, Episodes in Black and White, by Jackie Apple and Keith Antar Mason. Thank you for listening.
Good Americans are kind to dogs and children. Good Americans give to the thoroughly needy. Good Americans are massively patriotic. Fine Americans express such tender sympathies. Good Americans have never harmed a living creature. Good Americans lead basically blameless lives. Good Americans are proud of their personal karmas. Upstanding Americans never hear the screams. Money. Money plus money. Money plus money is power. Power corrupts. Absolute money corrupts absolutely. If you have money, you have power. If you don't have money, but people who look like you have money, then you have power. Or at least they think you have power. If you are white and you are a man, you might have money. If you are black, you might not have money. If you are a woman, you might not have money. If you are a child, you might not have money.
Good Americans tend to their own little gardens. Good Americans don't count their pit bulls before they've hatched. Good Americans breed BMWs for pleasure. Responsible Americans never drive home through Watts.
If you are white, and you're a man, and you don't have money, you might have power, because they might think you have money. And you might act like you have power, because you think you should have money. And you might be angry if you think you deserve more power and money than you have. And you might take it out on someone who has no money. Or even if they have some money, they might look like someone who doesn't. They might look black. They might look female. They might look very, very young. You might have money and feel that it's not absolute enough. You might be a doctor or a stockbroker who beats up his wife. Because if you don't have money, you get to be on a pedestal. And a pedestal is a dangerous place to be. Your body could be broken if someone knocked you off in anger.
Good Americans know that nothing is sacred but style. Good Americans shop at Penny's or Lucky's or Saks. Good Americans own Macintosh home computers. But loyal Americans own no lampshades of human flesh.
And if you don't have power, you're treated like a child. Yeah. Because a child has no money. Except a famous child. Shirley Temple was uncorrupted by money. Because other people who look like her have no money and no power. Children are amusing. To be amusing is to have no power. If you have no money, you can be a child. You can be black. You can be female. You can be a singer. You can be an athlete. You can't be president. You can be a model. You can be a late night talk show host. You can be a broken body stuffed into a hole in the news. You can be Lisa Steinberg. You can be a black man leaking your own blood into the streets. You can be a dead girlfriend. Not having money can be lethal. You can be amusing. You can be dead. It's a long way down from the top of the pedestal.
Good Americans are aggressively apathetic. Good Americans can't hear the children scream. Good Americans make a business of keeping their hands clean. God-fearing Americans are only doing their jobs.
Let's get to the point. Have money and have power. Or look like you have money. Or could have money. Pass yourself off as adult. Pass yourself off as white. Pass yourself off as male. It's a lot less dangerous. You might live longer. It's a long way down. It's a long way. It's a long way down from the top of the pedestal.
Good Americans are not their brother's keepers. Good Americans wear blindfolds on their blindfolds. Good Americans have front row seats in heaven. Decent Americans don't hear the tortured screams. Good Americans ask only that God grant them the serenity to accept the things they cannot change. And the ability to ignore the things they can.
Good Americans.
Good Americans.
Good Americans.
Great Americans. Fine Americans. Good Americans. Good Americans. Upstanding Americans. Good Americans. Responsible Americans. Loyal Americans. Patriotic Americans. Good Americans.
In the new democracy, children will be revered as raw materials more precious than platinum or pork bellies. They'll be given real service instead of lip service. They'll be fed and groomed and sheltered like fine racehorses. In the new democracy, children will be funded more extravagantly than cruise missiles, stealth bombers, or Star Wars. They'll be regarded as developing satellites of intellect in an ever-expanding universe of information. They'll be worshipped for their potentials, but loved for their essences. Each and every child will be as valued as an ingot of gold in the solid tonnage of our national treasury. In the new democracy, right-to-lifers will suddenly notice the living. They'll work tirelessly to put an end to child abuse and to ensure that every child on the planet has the right to a decent life. No,
Make that an excellent life. Harvard education. A condo in Manhattan. Connections in the White House. A trust fund in a Swiss bank. And the keys to a red Lamborghini. In the new democracy, there'll be no more silence. There'll be no more dirty secrets. We'll all do our laundry by the river. Stiff upper lips will be outlawed. And purple hearts awarded to men brave enough to cry. A woman will be president. And in the new democracy, the dollar bill will be changed to read, "In soul we trust. In soul. In soul we trust."
People's faces wrinkle like a lot of prunes. Money, money, that's what chases them around like crazy loons. I think they make a big mistake. Wealth and happiness that counts are free to all in large amounts.
I was once child, and TV and delusions and worlds made up for baby dolls were the ones reserved for me. In play with the dolls, we could make them sick or well, ugly or pretty, talk nice or sound like a sailor. We could take the covers off the beds, pile them up in bundles, make mountains for the dolls to conquer. We could make families where Daddy was kind and strong, and Mommy knew how to get what she wanted. And all the white dolls could be light-skinned black folk, or the black dolls could just be dark-skinned people. Just that, no more and no less. A world where things were not equal and not comparative. A world where everything was placed according to our desires. Ain't that godly? Ain't that power? We couldn't afford democracy. Our voices, pre-adolescent tones, were enchanted with its own sound. In this world, we could speak and give voice to every doll and be heard. We knew we were little, black, female, and broke. We had no money, minus no money, minus no money. We were not corrupted by this little power we could possibly steal. We were pretenders anyway, and no one took us seriously. We were child. I think the Ku Klux Klan and Reagan and child molesters and child beaters and career military men and rational rapists and George Bush and stockbrokers who beat their wives and right-to-lifer fanatics and mercenaries and torturers, I think they all need a baby doll to act out with. An inanimate, marble-eyed, plaster or rubber or cloth baby doll to make up worlds for, to give voice to exercise their need to be right white men, to cleanse themselves of the need to dominate, to ease the fear of not being in control, to allow them to speak as a paraplegic, one-armed baby doll and know what that feels like, to allow them to speak as a balding baby doll dying of cancer at age 8 and know how that feels. To allow them to speak as a one-eyed, nearly blind baby doll just so they'll know how it feels. to allow them to be a brown-skinned baby doll, just to see how it feels. Give these people some baby dolls so they can play ventriloquists and try to feel the rhythm of other voices besides their own, so that they won't have to be so damn frightened anymore. Ain't that the base of power? Fear? Ain't that what makes money God? Fear. After a good cleansing, they can be participants in the new democracy, too.
On the good ship,
Shirley Temple will always be child and powerless. Witty, cute, she made us not want to be her. Always had the little black kids grinning in her face, anxious to do her bidding. Had the grown black man amazed and impressed with how much smarter you is than me, Miss Temple. She did us a big favor. My first strike was at 7 against having my hair corrupted into Shirley Temple curls. She did me a favor. She was the first symbol against which I rebelled. Witty, cute, and too white in that bland, assumptive, arrogant way.
You know, I'm very self-reliant.
And I didn't know then it was a new democracy I was seeking. Shirley Temple should get a baby doll too, a Shirley Temple doll. And she can give her a new voice and a new hairstyle. She can exonerate her of her past. I'm glad I'm not a good American. Though a lot of blacks have become good Americans, though many women have bought into the denial of being a good American, I'm glad Shirley Temple disgusted me. I'm ready for the new democracy where every school will be a Harvard. Every living space more comfortable than a condo will be guaranteed to each and every citizen. The new democracy in which Manhattan and every city will not be an island of rich versus poor. Where there is no need for Swiss banks. Where trusted funds are allotted to each child at birth. Where the White House has been burned black. And everybody gets the keys to a red Lamborghini. No, make that a convertible red Lamborghini.
What made her braver? She knew the prince would come and save her. Happy ending, the best of wonderful times, always ending.
Come on. Open me up a bank account, spread me wide-eyed and eager, braid our fingers together and hold me sweaty. Who says that money thrown at this problem will not make it easier?
Monetary device.
The 40 acres did not work, but I think if you can make me close my eyes and give me the money tonight, I'll be just fine.
Monetary device.
Forget the apologies. The Day of Atonement. Work me with the cash. Provide me with a Marshall Plan. Roll me over, Richie, Rich, Rich, and kiss the whiplash memories away with your cold,
this is serious,
hard cash.
Give me the money.
Licking just right at my bank account.
Monetary devices.
Hell, low. Lois, cute. Do me right. Make me tremble and be shy at how good you are going to be to me at last.
Monetary devices.
Come on, Liberty. Squeeze it good. Silver and gold. Clench it. Make me feel like President Kennedy.
Get back all you know, black urban professionals.
No good Catholic boy could do it to you either. Make it hot and last all night long. Make it hotter than Mississippi burning. Make them sheets fresh.
Give me money, 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 money.
Crisp. 100 dollar bill.
Get that check out too.
Bail me out, cause I'm worth saving. Invest in me, stocks and bonds.
That should be extra.
I got a future, Liberty. I am that voodoo child lover you cannot deny. Be good to me.
My money. I'm gonna buy some.
Believe
science.
In me. At last,
monetary
make
devices.
My dreams come with safety deposit boxes stored with war bonds to keep me free and secure. Give me a money clip filled for my Emancipation Proclamation, cause you have recognized the hard work and the honest day's work that I put in
monetary devices
to earn this night's pleasure.
Is all I ever need.
Manifest this financial destiny.
Yeah.
Make me say glory, 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 hallelujah. Ooh. Throw that good
yes.
loving big ducats stash of cash at me and
yes.
fix me good.
Monetary devices.
Cause the reconstruction didn't pay up. Come on, Liberty. Come on over to my place. Will you do that, baby?
Get
will
back you,
all you do that,
black
girl?
Urban
come on, Liberty.
Cool
you've been
monetary devices.
Withholding
all I ever need. I'm gonna let my soul be free.
Back from me for too long, and this financial healing.
Yes,
this financial healing is close up and personal.
Monetary devices is
Olympic inside. And this is what I want tonight. Reparation.
Monetary devices.
I want you, Liberty, to make it feel good tonight. Make me president tonight. Give me, Liberty, a charge card. And let me pursue it. Let me pursue happiness on those fresh, crisp, $100 bills. Sheets. Tonight, come on over to my place.
There is a crack across the face of America, a stiff-lipped smile that opens into a silent, dark chasm. Bite your tongue, boy. Bite your tongue, lady. She puts on some bright pink lipstick, licks her lips to make them shine. He grinds his teeth at night, in his sleep. There are fault lines across the face of America, beneath which lie unspoken histories, shed skins left behind, old names in unpronounceable languages now erased from memory. The tongue has been cut out of the mouth, served up, sliced thin, on Wonder Bread with mayonnaise. There's a crack across the face of America, clenched teeth above a thrust-out jaw that deny the unhealed scar between the Black Hills and Mount Rushmore, that hide the schism between the flames of Salem and the Statue of Liberty's torch. there's a crack across the face of America. She turns the other cheek away from the wound. She turns the other cheek to the camera and smiles her perfect Miss America smile. There's a crack across the face of America. Fault lines spitting up the toxic waste of a psyche at war with its body. There's a crack across the face of America, filled with the bones of all the men who thought it was theirs to take. Theirs.
There's a crack across the face of America, filled with the bones of all the men who thought it was theirs to take.
Theirs to take. Theirs to take.
You just heard Redefining Democracy in America, Part 1, Episodes in Black and White, by Jackie Apple and Keith Antar Mason. Broadcast by New American Radio.